Chapter 10. In Enemy Hands. The first wave of Japanese came ashore around midnight. By 10 the next morning, the Allies had suffered 800 killed and 1,000 wounded. The casualties crowded the hospital laterals and Malinta Tunnel. Wainwright, looking at the wounded and women tending them, seemed ready to act. "I went over our position in my mind. Shaken troops, beach defenses literally pulverized. New and uncontested landings. But it was the terror that is vested in a tank that was the deciding factor. I thought of the havoc that even one of these could wreak if it nosed into the tunnel, where lay our helpless wounded and their brave nurses." According to the official records and reports, Wainwright decided to surrender Corregidor at 10 a.m. on the morning of May 6th. But clearly the general knew much earlier that he was going to haul down the flag. At some point during the night, he must have told his senior aides and commanders, including those in the medical corps, that he was going to surrender at mid-morning. Because sometime before dawn, Maud Davison routed her nurses out of bed, as one of them put it, to discuss their imminent capture. Summoned to the hospital mess hall, the 54 Army nurses looked dazed as they sat down quietly on the long benches and folded their hands on the tables in front of them. Davison looked at the faces, thin, pale, dark circles under their eyes. Now and then, in the dank tunnel air, someone would cough. The senior nurse had no book to follow on this one, no official protocol. Her charges had been the first group of military women in combat, and now they were about to become among the first to fall into enemy hands. Order number one. At all times, they were to wear their khaki uniforms and carry their gas masks. Order number two. They were to make sure their Red Cross armbands were always on their sleeve, this in the hope that the Japanese would respect the universal symbol for non-combatants. Finally, they were to stay in the sleeping lateral, or, if on duty, in the ward. To wander alone in another lateral would surely invite trouble, she said. The women looked at their captain, then at one another. The bombing had stopped, and it was quiet, and there was a feeling of, well, it's hard to say what the feeling was, said Hattie Brantley. We were concerned and worried, but we thought, maybe, with the fighting over, things would be for the better. Hope, of course, is often just a mask. I was scared spitless, said Inez MacDonald, the night before the surrender. I went to sleep in another bed, way in the back of our lateral, and I slept with my helmet on my head. No one was sure what to expect. Would the Japanese shock troops shoot their way into the tunnel? Or would they, as Wainwright feared, point their flamethrowers down the laterals and turn the tunnels into an inferno?